If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Let's talk about creative funk today. It's kind of not a fun subject, but I've been recently going through a little bit of a creative funk, and I thought I would talk to you guys about it because I think it's one of those things that we don't talk about enough. I do think people have creative funks and they feel like they're off creatively, but then we don't discuss why. Why are we in a creative funk? Why does it feel not fun to create? And I think there's lots of reasons for it. I know that the reason I'm experiencing right now is just simply because I feel very bogged down with my day-to-day activities. And a lot of it, especially when, not in this particular circumstance, but when I was designing full-time, when I didn't have my program and all I did was design, you know, 40 hours a week, when I was in a creative funk, almost 100%, it was because I was spending so much of my time in production and sales and hardly any time at all in implementation. And if you know the design process model, which I'll do the quickest run through for you guys again, it's from my Design Profit Prosper book, but there are four phases in the design process model. We try to loop as often as we can, because if we do, then we are more likely to be profitable. But first is ideation. Second is implementation. That's where we do the actual design work. Three is production, and four is in sales. And so what I would see in my design life is that I would be so stuck, especially in production, which is, I mean, the more I talk to the designers, the more I've realized, like, I have an appreciation in my heart for production now. But I remember when I was so frustrated because I was spending so much time doing the mindless activity of production. And that is, you know, for me, it was moving all of my files from one website into another website or into another platform, or revisiting files and fixing them and changing the previews to put them, you know, someplace. And a lot of my creative funk, it wasn't because I couldn't or, you know, didn't want to be creative, but because of the activities that my business forced me, or I felt forced to do, didn't allow for me to be creative the way I wanted to be. So that's one of the first ways. And this is the one that probably, you know, held me up the most, because I felt myself very pushed in my business to do the production and sales, especially when I was moving to another website or a new platform, and couldn't spend as much time in the creation zone. Now, my current creative funk is simply because of the weight of all the things that I have to do now that I'm a CEO, which has been very fascinating because I just never thought I would be in this space. It's still an extremely creative experience to create a program, to work with coaches, to work with designers, but it also can put me in a creative funk because at the same time, it's doing the same thing as sometimes production and sales does for me, which is I can't get to my creative work. I actually have completely blocked off a couple of days to finish out a fabric line I have for Riley Blake that needs to come out. And there's just like a few other things that I have put on my calendar that gets me so excited. Like, and so I don't know that I'm necessarily in a creative funk as much as denying myself the ability to be creative. Now, perhaps you're experiencing a true, what I would call creative funk, where you are feeling very down and you're struggling to either come up with ideas, or you're having difficulty getting in and actually implementing. This usually, in my opinion, at least for me, so this might not be for you, but, you know, kind of do a little inside searching. It usually comes from two things. Inwardly, a feeling of things aren't good enough, or they're not the way you want them to be, or you're frustrated with your own creativity or your output, right? Some of that internal stuff. And then externally personal stuff going on. You know, maybe someone has said that they don't like your work, or they are, you know, you've had a bad customer service experience. I'll tell you, customer service experiences, you guys, will totally destroy your creativity, totally destroy it. And you have to, like, you know, wipe yourself up and get back up again. And it's really tough, but it will destroy you. And if you know, and I want to make it normal, that customer service in particular is a thing that gets people to stop designing, do not let that be you. That is one person out of the hundreds of people who've bought your product, and you need to get yourself back up and continue to go. Don't let it put you in a forever creative funk. Now, you are human, and it's going to feel rough, so you are going to feel that for a day or two. And listen, I am there with you. When we've had customer service issues in all the different companies I've been, it has put me in a creative funk. It's really, really rough. And so you're not alone. You're human. You're human and you have feelings. And it's just a really tough thing to work with difficult people sometimes, right? And that's just part of the customer service process, right? So if your creative funk is from that, know it will pass, okay? And that's external, right? If you have some personal struggles going on, stuff in your health, stuff in your family, that can put you in a creative funk. That happens really often to a lot of us. And some of us feel like we can't talk about it because it's private, it's personal, right? And you don't want to be telling everybody all the stuff that's going on in your family that's making things rough. But guess what? That is real. And it's not necessarily a mental health concern. It's just simply the staggering weight that especially we as women have on our shoulders as we're trying to balance a career and family and other responsibilities that we have in our lives. It's just very typical and normal. Is it fair? Is it okay? No, it's not fun. And it's really hard to have that weight on our shoulders. But I also want you to know that you're not alone. And it's okay to be in a creative funk when you're dealing with personal struggles, personal things, personal tragedy in your life, okay? It really is okay. Okay, back to internal. Feelings of self-doubt, feelings of like you're not making what you want, feelings of failure. I think all of those feelings around creative funk really do, they're usually triggered by an external force. Correct me if I'm wrong, but for me, it's triggered by an external force. Someone has had a customer service issue with what I've done or created. Someone has copied what I have done, and I've had to, you know, put measures in place and have to deal with that. That's no fun. Let me think of other situations. Maybe I'm just drained because I'm pretty tired because I was up all night with a baby, right? Oh my gosh, you guys, I remember those nights. You know, when I was the creative director of Cartabella, I had my youngest, and we were in the middle of that, launching that company, and I hardly slept because I was feeding a baby at night and building all this stuff during the day and working around the clock. It was insane. And so if I was in a creative funk, it was because I was sleep deprived. And if I was feeling like I wasn't meeting all my expectations, it's because I had unrealistic expectations, right? And so if you're in a creative funk right now, I would really dig into that. What is really going on? Is it really that your creativity is at stake, or is it there are all these internal and external factors that are causing you to have this creative funk that you're not getting to what you want to get to, right? So I think this is a really great thing to do some exploration on, because sometimes I think we get a little depressed. We go, I'm in a creative funk. I'll never be able to create anything again. My artwork sucks. And you just, you know, you feel really down. And I want you to take two steps back and bring it back to the logic area, less of the, like, you know, exploitation of your soul or your heart, and instead more think about, you know, logically, what's really going on with me right now? Why is it hard to create right now? Why do I not want to create right now? And explore some of that. I think that is the way we should, as artists, think logically about our work, which is hard. I'm going to tell you guys, it is hard. I have been there. I know exactly how you're feeling, especially if your income, and mine certainly was a major part of my family's financial needs. as a designer who was making money, and I hope you are too, and you're going to see this, especially as you make more money, you will become reliant on that income. And you will expect certain things of yourself. And when that happens, then it becomes really difficult to not beat yourself up when you don't make the money that you think you should make, not beat yourself up when you're not making the business moves that you think you should be making. And I'm here to tell you that you're human and everyone has a creative funk. Everyone has multiple creative funks all the time. It's just part of life. And you are still a creative. You're still smart. You're still interesting. What you do is still important. And it's okay. It is absolutely okay to be in this creative funk for a certain amount of time. Don't let it overtake your life, but you're going to feel some of it. And that's actually very healthy as well. All right, you guys are amazing. And I hope if you are currently in a creative funk and you heard this, that you have, you know, maybe sighed a little breath of relief. You feel maybe some of the weight come off your shoulders. And that tomorrow you have a brand new day and you can open your eyes to what is possible. Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.